Hi, and welcome to this lesson from Speak More Clearly on how to use the pause, where you take a slight stop or pause for English rhythm to sound more like a native English speaker. In the written training that I've provided for you, I've got all sorts of examples there, and I'm going to go through the examples as we go here, so that you know how it should sound as well. So, as I've said in the training, if you don't put the pauses in the right place, you can change the meaning of what you actually want to say. The first example I've got there is the two differences in the sentences, let's eat grandpa. So the first one is without the comma, let's eat grandpa. And the second one is let's eat grandpa. Can you hear that slight pause? As I said before, maybe the length of a very short breath. Let's eat, breathe in, grandpa. So that's where the comma is. The first one, let's eat grandpa, just means let's eat our grandpa. The second one, let's eat grandpa. And you can also hear where the comma is, my intonation goes up and down. Let's eat grandpa. Yeah? So often when there's a comma, well, every time there's a comma, you need to make that short pause. And often you go up and down like that to let the listener know that there's more to come. And that's part of learning English intonation and melody as well. Okay, so most of the time you will find that the sentence is punctuated. So you'll have colons or commas or semicolons. The semicolons, you make a slightly even longer pause. A comma is just a breath in type pause. So if there isn't punctuation in a very long sentence, then you need to start listening how to group or phrase the words together so that your information is much more understandable. For example, if I say, the boss's organizational skills were sorely lacking, so I stayed back too late to help her. It's all one big, oh, what happened? And each phrase or group gives you a piece of information. And then the next phrase or group gives another piece of information. So if I did it, but there is no comma there, but if I did it in its phrasing, the boss's organizational skills were sorely lacking, pause, so I stayed back late to help her. I'll do it all together and you can hear the length of the pause. The boss's organizational skills were sorely lacking, so I stayed back late to help her. Lacking, slight breath, so I stayed back late to help her. The pause is a really important thing to understand and listen for when other people are speaking around you. It's really important to get the English rhythm. Okay, there's and sometimes, again, if you're giving a talk or you're speaking about something that is very comprehension dense, meaning that each sentence is very long and it's got a lot of stuff that you need your audience to understand in each sentence. There's lots in there that has to be understood. You need to pause properly and allow your audience to take in each phrase or group or part of what you're saying so they have time to comprehend it, and then you move on to the next piece. So they're comprehending it all. But if I don't do that, so I'll do it with the pauses first so that you can hear how to comprehend. That's in your training written there as well. To attract and retain staff, so that's one part, we are developing more flexible work options. That's the next bit I want you to understand. Such as part-time employment with the setting up of a locum office. That's the other part I want you to understand. In order to tap into the professional pool in the latent market. So there's a lot to understand in that sentence. And every time there's a pause there, I could put a comma, which would be a good idea to help me know where the pauses are. But if I don't, it all just becomes these words coming at me and I don't know which piece. It's all too quick. I can't take in all that meaning that you've got in there. It's quite a lot of comprehension to understand in this sentence. So if I didn't do it with the pauses, well, there is a pause after staff, but other than that, I won't do the pauses. To attract and retain staff, we are developing more flexible work options such as part-time employment with the setting up of a locum office in order to tap into the professional pool in the latent market. First of all, you run out of breath. And second of all, it's like, huh? What are you trying to tell me? And I'll do it again now. I won't pause as long, but I'll pause where it says pause in the brackets. To attract and retain staff, we're developing more flexible work options such as part-time employment with the setting up of a locum office in order to tap into the professional pool in the latent market. Now, if you're giving a speech or a presentation, you could even pause slightly longer, so that your audience has time to take in what you're on about. To attract and retain staff, pause for two breaths. We're developing more flexible work options, such as part-time employment with the setting up of a locum office, in order to tap into the professional pool in the latent market. You don't appear to be stupid. You actually are presenting the important information in chunks so that your audience can take it in. Okay. You can also use pause for effect, for people to go, oh, what are you talking about? Like getting their attention, yeah? To emphasize or notify that there's important information coming. So there, the pause is slightly longer as well. So the example here is, I'm so excited. I have a secret I want to share with you. I'm going to start my own marketing company. So I have a secret I want to share with you. And I pause for quite a bit. I'm going to start my own marketing company. So that builds up the sort of anticipation of what you're about to say and notification of, you know, the anticipation of what you're about to notify. Okay. And in this case, you want to emphasize the keyword or phrase by pausing immediately before and immediately after what you want them to really pay attention to. Okay. And there is a variation in pitch and volume and intonation. So I'll do that one again. I'm so excited. So you can hear all that up and down and stressing, excited. And so I have a secret I want to share with you. And I'm going up there. I'm going to start my own marketing company. Yeah? So going, start, own, marketing company. I'm stressing and the pitch is going up and down because I want you to pay attention to all of that. Okay. Using pauses also helps you speak more clearly because you slow down. And especially, again, if you're giving a presentation, it's really important. It gives you time to breathe as well, so that people aren't sitting there thinking unconsciously, oh, God, breathe, you know. But it also slows you down so that you can pronounce what you need to pronounce better. Okay, so now I'm going to go through these practice sentences and bits that I've got here. And all of these that you can copy after me. Obviously, that's the point of this. It's a training lesson. Okay, so the first one, cover the cat with a blanket and close the cupboard. So again, you can copy the intonation, the melody, the pause, the whole thing, so that you're getting the rhythm and the stress and the intonation and the melody of English. After the festival, the conversation was very lively. And the next one, there were many packages and some were large luggage pieces in the train carriage. So even I have to slow down there to get large luggage pieces. It's hard to make that. So if you've got a stretch of three or four words where it's difficult to get from one sound to the next, slow down so that you give your mouth a chance to pronounce everything, which is what I have to do as well. And the last sentence, the core reason for this, that even though we use the term software engineering, writing code isn't like other kinds of engineering. And I forgot to, I'll say that one again. The core reason for this is that even though we use the term software engineering, writing code isn't like other kinds of engineering. And there I'm chunking again or phrasing again because it's comprehension dense. There's stuff that you need to understand in there that's not just, I went to the shops and had a coffee. Yeah? Okay. I hope that's been clear. If you need more clarification, email us, and happy to answer questions, and happy practicing, and bye for now. Bye.